Oh, yeah. The Fayetteville Flash himself, Mr. Leroy Motoka there, starting us off with the Oak and Leaves Polka. Well, vitam i vas and welcome. It's Dennis Swatek here as usual. Welcome you to yet another edition of Czech Classics Then and Now. Thanks for stopping by. Here we are in September. It's a September edition, 2003. So thanks for cruising the internet and checking us out. I appreciate it. Like I said, we started out there with Leroy Motoka, and today we're going to do a special tribute show, a remembrance, a celebration of the life of the one and only Leroy Motoka, who, as many of you know, passed away a couple of months ago on July 12th. But we're going to keep it happy. We're going to have a good time, celebrate the man and his music, and just have a real good time. A lot of good music coming up, and hopefully tell you a little bit about the man you may not have known or just some personal recollections. So let's get on into it. Like I said, I did one of these tribute shows back in January 1999, and unfortunately I'm having to do one again. I never thought I would have to, or didn't really think it'd be this soon, but life happens and things, you know, that's what life is all about. You never know what's going to happen, and things go on you don't necessarily want to, but you deal with it. So here we are. So a lot of you out there, if you listened to the previous tribute show or are from Texas, you're pretty familiar with Leroy. But for a lot of maybe newer listeners out there, or people out of state who may not be that familiar with Leroy, I'm going to start off by reading a little bit from the program that I got from Leroy's funeral, which kind of gives just a little snapshot history of his life. I mean, this is no way you know, tells you everything, but it gives you some of the basics. So I'm going to read a little bit of that, and then we'll play some music, and we'll talk a little more later. So let me start here and tell you a little bit about Leroy. Leroy Motoka was born to Louis and Emily Zabroniak Motoka on August 2nd, 1932 in LaGrange, Texas. He was raised in Plum, Texas, which is a small town outside of LaGrange. His father had a 12-bass Hohner accordion, and Leroy took an early interest in the instrument. He started playing the accordion in 1947 with his uncle's group, the Zabroniak's Accordion Band, at the age of 14. In 1952, the Lee Elsie Band of LaGrange asked Leroy to join their band. He stayed with the Lee Elsie Band until 1964. In 1964, he formed the Leroy Motoka Orchestra, which actually, which actually spun out of the Lee Elsie Orchestra. Basically, all the majority of the band members from the Lee Elsie Orchestra just migrated over to the Leroy Motoka Orchestra. So when we hear in a little bit some of the Lee Elsie 45s and then that goes into the Leroy stuff, it's basically have the exact same sound because most of the same guys were playing on that. So that's just my little commentary. Here we go. In 1970, Leroy bought a bus to provide a comfortable ride for his band members. About this time, Leroy acquired the nickname the Fayetteville Flash. The bus was named the Golden Eagle and traveled wherever the band went. The band performed every Saturday and Sunday night for about 25 years. The band, the Leroy Motoka Orchestra, played its last engagement on December 31st, 1998. At that dance, all of Leroy's grandchildren got on stage and either sang or played an instrument. When Leroy retired his band, he continued to help out other bands, playing his accordion. He was the accordion player for the Fayette Heritage Czech Singers. Not only was Leroy a musician, he was also a polka disc jockey, promoting polka music shows heard over 6 different radio stations in Central and South Texas. At the time of his death, he recorded 12 different shows per week for 6 different radio stations, all individually recorded. Leroy is survived by his wife of 48 years, Doris, and several children and grandchildren. The list is way too long for me to read that. Just know he had one of those good old traditional Czech families, lots of kids, lots of grandkids. But there you have it, just a little thumbnail sketch on the life of Leroy Motoka, but we'll get into a lot more of that in a little while, but let's hear some music first. All right, we started off with Oak and Leaves. Now we can continue on now and hear some of those early Lee Elsie 45s and some of the early Leroy Motoka recordings from his first couple albums. So we're going to start off a few songs in a row with one of Leroy's signature pieces, one he became known for, one called the Band Leader Polka.
Som muzikantom daj. Mě již taky zahráli, nic to ze mě nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Mě již taky zahráli, nic to ze mě nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Nechat tuhle polku hraj, moc si net som muzikantom daj. Mě již taky zahráli, hned ode mě nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Mě již taky zahráli, hned ode mě nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Pravda je!
Mama płacze, a jsem jeli bavalo, tvé jméno do hrodka. Za roky změnili časy, čej jsi ty má manželka. Červený byli, to se měli být hoja, to já mám rád. Červený byli, to se měli být hoja, to já mám rád. Ajo, milu mě moja milá. Se mě líbavalo tvé jméno Lojzíček. Za roky změnili časy, žej si ty můj mužiček. Červený byli, to se mě líbí, to já mám rád. Červený byli, to se mě líbí, Bipaya, Bipaya,
Bipaya. Polka Time album side 2, polka one entitled All By Myself. Vždycky sám své koničky obzelám. A já sám, vždycky sám své koničky obzelám. Své koničky oširuju, svou mařenku pomiluju. A já sám, vždycky sám své koničky obsedla. Vždycky sám své koničky obsedlám. A já sám, vždycky sám své koničky obsedlám. Tvé koničky oširuju, tvou mařenku pomiluju. A já sám, vždycky sám tvé koničky obsedlám. Pravda je!
Waltz time, cross at the brook.
All right, Cross at the Brook Waltz. As if you didn't know that, you heard Leroy himself introduce that track there. That's a great album. I can't remember which album that's from, but that is a great album where Leroy actually goes through and introduces every single track just like that. I got some from the same album, you heard that too. So let's recap what we heard here. Started things off, like I said, with the Band Leader Polka. Then the True Annie Waltz and the Snowflower Polka. Those were a couple of the old Lee Elsie 45s. The Four Horses Waltz. The Beautiful Dream Waltz. Red and White Waltz. Red and White, another one of Leroy's signature pieces. All by Myself Polka, of course, I Assam. And then, like I said, we wrapped that up with the Cross at the Brook. And we're going to hear the next set of songs I'm going to talk a little bit about. And talk about Leroy's band. One of the things that I've always noticed, I mean, I guess I'm kind of a musical geek in the sense that I guess a lot of this came from living in the country. When I was growing up, we lived out in the country. I didn't have any other kids to play with, so I just listened to the radio or listened to the record player all the time, especially in the summer when there's nothing else to do. I just stay up till like 4 in the morning, listen to the radio. That was like my only connection to the outside world, you know, living out in the middle of nowhere. But one of the things I've always enjoyed is if I find an artist I like, whether it be the Beach Boys or the Beatles or Johnny Cash or Leroy or whoever, I mean, I really enjoy trying to collect as much music from that artist as possible and really analyze it, not just listen to it, but kind of pick it apart, like album by album, notice, you know, what songs did they put on this album, why did they put them in that order, kind of chart their progression from album to album, noticed how sound changed, how recording techniques changed, how styles changed. And one of the things I've always noticed about Leroy's recordings is, and this is one thing we try to emulate in our own band, is Leroy always tried to put in a few gems, a few things that you never heard before or that no other Texas band was playing. You could always find one or two tunes that you had never heard before, or maybe something that was really, really old that nobody was playing. And I think Leroy had a really good knack for that. I think a lot of that came from the fact that he had some fantastic musicians playing for him. I mean, it seems to me always that Leroy had the cream of the crop. You know, he always, that was just his, the way he wanted it, too. I know that for a fact, that he wouldn't settle for just anybody. He always wanted, you know, top guys, you know. Yeah, I'm starting to ramble. I was thinking about something that Leroy used to say, but he, you know, I got to have you. He would call me once in a while and want me to play with him. I got to have you, man. You got to play with me. So he was always... You know, looking, searching out, I'm not bragging on myself, but I'm just saying, always looking for the top guys. I know all through his recordings, you know, Ivan Ficus, and man, that list just goes on and on. That's the first one that popped in my head. But just tons of class musicians. So I think that's why his albums were so good, and I think that's why his song selection was so good, because you had a lot of great musicians who probably did a lot of arranging for him. And we're able to find some of these tunes. Maybe he brought the tunes to them. But either way, you always got some really unique albums from Leroy that really had some cool stuff on it. You know, little nuggets that you weren't going to hear anywhere else. So that's what all I was trying to get at with that. So anyway, we're going to hear some of those in this next set. Here's one, like I said, that we actually recorded on our first Dance Hall Boys album. But I think John Ondrasek, he copied it straight from the Leroy recording, and I don't know if any other Texas band has ever recorded it. So here we go, start things off with a nice little waltz, one called Forsaken Memories.
Thank you. Polka, 300 dolarów, a ja si milenku za darmo dostanę. A ja si milenku za darmo dostanę. Husar ma konjića, aby ho rajtoval, a ja cię milko mam, aby cię miloval, a ja cię milko mam, aby cię miloval.
Yentisi, yentisi, malpane, kos pomensi. Pomensi ti na pichasi, jak sme spolu usipasli. Yentisi, 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 malpane. Pane, kos pomensi.
Thank you. Big boys playing.
Thank you.
Francisco, libava sem andoličku, noc už bila, mjesičeo svaj, jak ja šeptal, mam te rad. Dnes na stranje, dnes se dame, doma djeći kolebame, znać po leto, na tim ista, budu take podjivati.